We continue with our COVID-19 coverage with officials from Baxter Regional Medical Center in Mountain Home. Joined this morning by President and CEO Ron Peterson, also Vice President of Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, Barney Larry. Stephanie Free, the infection preventionist and Director of Marketing, Tobias Pugsley. And Ron, let's start with you this morning. And do you have an update on the latest statewide numbers for us?
Brad, I do. According to the Arkansas Department of Health, we've tested, the state has tested 1,230 individuals. 232 have been positive. So that means there's been 998 that are negative. According to the Arkansas Department of Health, fortunately, there are still no cases confirmed in Baxter County. As a system, Baxter Regional System, we have had 16 total individuals tested. We've gotten 9 back negative, and we still have 7 out there pending. So, again, we have no confirmed cases.
Stephanie, with no positive coronavirus test in the area, is it safe for people to be out in public? You would think that some residents might not take precautions until they have proof that it is in the community.
No, I do not think we need to wait until we have a positive case in the county. I think we need to assume that it's here, you know, and that's for two reasons. A lot of these tests that we have sent out to private labs, it's taking a long time to get them back, so we don't know those results. And two, we don't have the capability to test everybody in the community. So we need to assume that it's here and take precautions now. My new motto, I got this from somebody on Fox News, is don't roam, stay at home.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you this, Stephanie. Somebody had asked on Facebook, and we are still taking questions on Facebook, facebook.com/KTLRadio. Someone asked, if a medical professional has their scrubs on all day and they're around somebody maybe who might be infected, and they, say, go out to shop or do something after work, is that a problem?
No. You know, taking care of these patients is no different than taking care of flu patients or patients with any multi-drug resistant organism. Our healthcare workers are wearing the personal protective equipment that is protecting them and their clothing, so they should not be contaminated.
That's good information. Ron, if someone needs to go to the hospital for, say, an x-ray and ultrasound, is it still possible, or are they making that available to do at local doctor offices?
Yes. You know, we are trying to minimize the disruption to patient care. Obviously, with people staying home, we haven't seen as many people and not providing as much, but we are still providing patient care at the hospital, at physician offices. But we are providing it just a little differently. We're taking extra steps and extra precautions to make sure that everybody is safe. We're trying to be as safe as possible. And I just think that everyone needs to ask the question, as Stephanie said, you know, I mean, the more we get out and the more we're together, the more apt we are to spread the virus. So we just have to ask the question ourselves, is it something that's necessary? Do I have some underlying conditions so I should really stay at home? Am I elderly? Should I stay at home? But to answer the question, yes, we are still providing care, and we are still providing all the care that we have, a lot of the care that we have in the past.
Barney, for you this morning, the Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation, I know they're hard at work raising funds for additional equipment to combat COVID-19 here in the community. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure, Brad. We do have two urgent needs presently, and our staff, and we're working on these, and they are defibrillators, and someone has asked the other day, well, can you get them? Yes, we found a supplier that we can actually get defibrillators. And also what's called UV lights. First of all, defibrillators. We do have defibrillators. I don't want anybody to think that we don't have. We have enough. We have enough for present care. But to actually take care of these COVID patients, we need more. And so we're ordering 4 more. And so we'll need about $110,000 for that. We have, I said defibrillators. I mean vents this morning. I wrote the wrong thing down. And then also we need UV lights for cleaning. And Stephanie, talk a little bit about the UV lights, because I'm not very clinical, so you know a lot more about that.
Sure, and I kind of spoke about this a little bit yesterday. We have 3 UV lights in the facility. We currently have 1 that we keep in the OR, and then we have 2 that we use for isolation rooms, but it would be awesome if we could have one that stays in ED and then have the 2 for the floors. But what the UV light purpose is it's a big, we call them robots. It's a big, they have four UV lights on them. The housekeeper goes into the room. They do what's called a terminal clean. They wipe the entire room down, including the walls and everything. They follow that process, and then the UV light is then used in the room for anything that the housekeeper may have missed during the cleaning process, and it will kill any germs that the light touches.
So, Brad, we need both the vents and also the UV lights, and that total is about $170,000. We're about halfway there. If someone would like to donate, they can call 508-1770, or they can send a check to 624 Hospital Drive here in Mountain Home. There's also been a question about donating masks. Tobias, why don't you say something about that?
Absolutely, Brad, and I want to say thank you to KTLO for your partnership. We're really starting to realize how many people, you know, we're reaching every morning as we're doing these updates. So yesterday we talked about masks a little bit, and the outpouring of this community is just unbelievable. So yesterday, within 2 hours of making a Facebook post about the masks and the show, we had reached over 14,000 people. And what's amazing is we had 20 people sign up, Brad, right after the show yesterday, that said, "Hey, I want to sew masks for the hospital and other entities around the community." It was just absolutely amazing. Well, then we started getting emails about from 3D printing. You know, we talked a little bit about ASU Mountain Home yesterday. You know, we started getting some information from Allison Booth. Then we started getting emails from East, and the community rallying around this is just unbelievable. So we wanted to make that information available. So if you go to the Baxter Regional website, under Foundation, there is a COVID-19 pandemic needs page. And under that page, there is another page called Facebook and Hats, where we're putting the standards, you know, of the patterns that we can accept and information on that. And then once we have a 3D printing standard, we'll add that as well. And we just really appreciate all the members of the community reaching out and offering to help with this. I mean, it's just unbelievable. We've never seen anything like it. You know, like I said, in 10 hours, 24,000 people reached on Facebook. It was shared 555 times, Brad. I mean, just the community rallying around us right now, I mean, it's just, it really touches your heart.
It really does, and like I told you before we got on the air, I heard from several people last night who were sewing and wanted to help out, so it's amazing, this community we live in. Anything else we need to touch on this morning?
I think you've covered it all, Brad. We appreciate it.
All right. Guys, we appreciate the time, as always, and look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, again, Ron Peterson this morning, Barney Larry, Stephanie Free, Tobias Pugsley from Baxter Regional Medical Center.